A word for you from Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And as you know, this continues to speak about the names of this child, this son. Notice specifically that this child is also the Son. Yes, he is the Son of God. In the old confessions of faith, like the Westminster Confession, it speaks about him being very God of very God. He is God himself. And yet, this verse tells us that he is fully man. This is a child. And what rejoicing there is when a child is born. But there is a difference here. This child is born unto us. Usually, of course, a child is born for the mother and the father, for that family. But this child is totally different. This child is born for us. Yes, this is a son for us. And these days where they speak of gender neutrality, where little boys and little girls should not be taught what they are according to their gender, they must choose for themselves, which is of course an iniquity, a new form of darkness that has come upon the world. But the child born for us is the Son. Yes, he is the Son of God. For us, specifically, for those who are in need. We've spoken about those who live in deep darkness, those who are experiencing the crushing yoke of the burden of sin, as it says in verse 4. But more than that, Jesus has come. His light has come, he who is the light, for those who dwell in the land of deep darkness. And it says that area is also Galilee of the nations in verse 1, which means the Gentiles. You and I are included. The child is born for you. Have you embraced the Son of God this Christmas? Have you given your life afresh to him, to this child, this baby? Remember, though a weak baby in the manger, he was to become the man amongst men. He was to become the one to whom all power is given. Even now, all power is given to him in heaven and on earth. Let him rule your life even today, forevermore.